A who's who of Miami graffiti legends is hanging out inside a studio on the edge of Miami's design district. When the Miami Marine Stadium comes up, everybody's got a story to tell.
We were getting chased out by police and stuff like that.
That's Miami street artist Quake.
Even had to jump in the water a couple times to get away. It was some funny stories.
Quake says that he and his MSG crew were some of the first to see the potential in the rundown building.
It was blank walls, and it was a real funky building. And obviously it was right on the water, so there was a nice breeze kicking in, and it was just a real pleasant place to just hang out and paint.
You guys ever hear how it shut down?
In its first life, the stadium hosted boat races and concerts on floating stages from acts like Jimmy Buffett and Sammy Davis Jr. But since it was abandoned by the city after Hurricane Andrew, the stadium has become a mecca of Miami's graffiti culture. Rosa Loewinger is a member of the Friends of Marine Stadium, an organization whose goal is to revamp and expand the stadium. She's sweeping debris and water that is running down the steps.
I think these 20 years, in a weird way, were necessary for the stadium to go dormant, to be taken over by a population that was much cooler than who was running it before, which is the city.
Professionally, Rosa conserves architecture. She's also curating an upcoming art show at the Coral Gables Museum that documents all the graffiti on the stadium walls. The open stadium faces the water in a man-made basin off Virginia Key. The building partly hangs over the water, and its pyramid-like roof lines cast abstract shadows onto the water below. Since the takeover by graffiti artists, boaters and wave runners see walls and walls of colorful letters and images as they pass by.
They may see it as an old thing that's decaying, or they might see it as a cool underground place. But this building has had a life since 1962, and it's a vital component of our cultural landscape.
Friends of the Marine Stadium would like to preserve some of the recent history by incorporating the graffiti into a mixed-use renovation. The city of Miami has already approved the plans, but they haven't officially designated the group as a project leaders. Friends of the Marine Stadium say they can't fundraise the $30 million without the city's designation. Architect Hilario Candela is the man who designed the stadium back in 1963 and the one who made the new designs.
Above all, we have tried to be very realistic. 5 years ago, I would be probably kind of romanticizing about the past and not really thinking that we could get where we are today.
Today, Candela romanticizes about the future.
It's the old statement of only in Miami. That's what the stadium is going to provide to the people in Miami. Whatever your imagination allows you to do, you're going to do it here.
Singer Gloria Estefan recently stepped forward as the public face for calls of renovation. Last year, the stadium was designated as a national treasure. The Miami City Commission is planning to vote on Marine Stadium renovations this Thursday. I'm Danny Rivero in Miami.